This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The feds have halted a Wyoming coal lease auction after a Montana sale disappointed sellers. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management offered a coal sale of 1,200 acres in Montana's Powder River Basin. That land contained an estimated 167 million tons of coal, but just one bidder offered a lowball bid on the sale. Navajo Transitional Energy was the only bidder that made an offer, and the company offered $186,000 for 167 million tons of coal. That did not meet BLM standards. So the Trump administration now has indefinitely halted plans for another major coal lease auction on about 3,500 acres of Wyoming federal land after the sale in Montana failed to meet expectations. In the proposed Wyoming sale, the Bureau of Land Management had planned to auction off access of up to 365 million tons of coal across Campbell and Converse counties in Wyoming, with the recoverable amount of coal to be around 365 million tons. That sale would have been the first major Wyoming coal lease sale in a decade. Lands involved in that sale were located in the Powder River Basin, about 15 miles south of Wright. Travis Deddy, executive director of the Wyoming Mining Association, said, "We haven't had a coal lease sale for a long, long time. The last one was 12 years ago, and we're not operating in the same environment that we were 15 to 20 years ago. The market has significantly changed." Deddy acknowledged that the coal industry is going through a learning curve as it continues to feel out the Trump administration's attitude on coal. Deddy said the failed Montana sale might indicate a reluctant coal-buying climate, despite Trump's insistence that America resume fossil fuel energy. Deddy said about coal leases, "The last lease we did, I think it came out to $1.10 a ton, and this Montana one, I think it was less than a penny. That's a pretty big variation." Donna Burkholz, executive director of the Powder River Basin Resource Council, said that the administration's decision proves her belief that there was not a market for coal leasing in Montana and Wyoming after all. Burkholz said, "We did not believe there was a market for the Antelope 3 lease. The fact that the sale was suspended, in addition to the announcement that the BLM has rejected the one low bid they received for their lease offer in Montana, leads us to believe we are correct." Burkholz added that although the Trump administration may proceed with its plans, she is doubtful the lease will prove fruitful. Future coal lease sales, if they happen at all, bear a close watch, Burkholz said. Bozeman Airport has seen a record passenger surge, which has prompted yet another airport terminal expansion that will add 5 new gates, more restaurants, and 3 full-service baggage claims by 2027. From August 2024 to August 2025, Bozeman-Yellowstone Airport saw a nearly 10% increase in passengers, from 314,000 to 345,000. Bozeman-Yellowstone Airport CEO Brian Springer says that the Bozeman Airport saw the same number of passengers this summer that the airports in Missoula, Kalispell, and Billings see in an entire year. He expects the high volume of passengers to continue. Springer said, "This fall we expect to continue to see increases of 5 to 10%. And with more passengers comes the need for more space." Right now, Springer says the Bozeman Airport is working on a major terminal expansion, going from about 300,000 square feet to almost 500,000 square feet. The terminal expansion will add 5 new gates, more restaurants and retail stores, and 3 full-service baggage claims, along with a new level for administrative offices. Springer says, "For the most part, we are really one of the best-served communities our size in the nation." Bozeman-Yellowstone Airport's new baggage claims will open at the end of 2026, and the new gates will open the summer of 2027. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.